Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, which is broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hello there, those that are hanging out on the phone lines, we see you. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Those that are coming in from Twitter, from Facebook, from my mobile app, from all across the world wide web. Oh, and those that are coming in from Charvette.com, we appreciate you. Listen, you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we're going to do just that today. So listen, my first guest is hanging out with me in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing him up to the mic. Listen, no stranger to the gospel music industry, we have Kari Hawkins joining us. Yes, he has shared the stage with musical greats such as Donald Lawrence and Karen Clark Sheridan, Kirk Franklin, and he recorded two albums with Ricky Dillard. You may have seen him at the Stellar Awards, BET, Celebration of Gospel, in other countries, but he's here today to talk to us about his latest project, Awesome God. So you definitely don't want to go anywhere. And then we're going to roll into our second segment. I'm excited to talk to this dynamic young lady. She's a best-selling author, empowerment speaker, and a certified Christian counselor. We're going to be talking to Kendra Y. Adams. Yes. Kendra, I'm telling you what, her and her husband, they are encouragers. They have a powerful marriage ministry, but she's here today to talk to us about her book called Rescued by Love. And she doesn't want to call it an autobiography, but listen, she says this book is a testament to God's love. So you're going to hear all about it. You're going to hear all about it. So as always, we give a big shout out to our sponsors. Big shout out for our sponsors for the next couple of weeks, Community Social Economic Empowerment Summit, happening here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, Saturday, January 24th, completely free, 1 to 4 p.m., First Union Baptist Church. So you are invited out to the Community Social Economic Empowerment Summit. They said, hey, let's talk. We want to see change. Let's be the change. All right, so let's go ahead and move right on in to our first segment. This is our artist spotlight, and I love to interview artists and talk to artists. Again, Kari Hawkins is joining us here. I'm bringing him up to the mic right now. Kari, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Good evening, everyone. How's everybody's doing wonderful tonight. Thank you so much, Charvette, for having me on.
Oh, you are welcome. We were reminiscing before we came on air about when we met in person just a couple years ago, so it's always great to interview somebody that I've actually met before.
Right.
Awesome. So let's start from the beginning. And I've neglected to mention that you are also a minister. So not only an artist who you've had an awesome opportunity to share your gift, but you also minister. So I actually want to start there. When did ministry start for you?
I'm no stranger to the church. I grew up and my whole life in the church, with my mother being in ministry and my grandmother being a pastor, and so many of my family members being in ministry. It's been in me and been instilled in me since birth. I was literally born in the Church of God in Christ. That's where I got
my
start. And it's kind of went from being what I knew to, as I grew older in life situations, my relationship changed with God and became personal to where I wanted to serve Him, because it was what I wanted to do, and not just because of what I've done all my life.
Wow, became personal. Wasn't something forced where you just said, well, I'm in the church, I grew up in the church, so I guess I'm supposed to pick something to do. It wasn't that.
Listen, I mean, it was, a lot of us, especially a lot of the PKs grew up in the church, we all said that when we get old, I'm never going. They can keep the church, they can keep every service they want, I'm going home and I'm going to do everything I'm big enough and bad enough to do. And then there were periods in my life when that was the case. But when, as life situations happened and I began to know Christ for myself, my daily objective was, God, what is it that you have designed for me to do? And God, what is my purpose here on earth. And as I begin to pray that prayer, God began to reveal to me what it is that I'm supposed to be doing and walking out what his will and counsel is for my life.
Wonderful. Well said. Well said. And so, listeners, if you want to hear a little bit of his preaching and ministry, you can just jump on over to YouTube. All you got to do is put in Kari Hawkins. You'll see some YouTube clips over there. All right. Yes. So let's talk about music ministry in particular. And so, When do you first remember that kind of kicking up for you?
I've been singing. It's, you know, being in the church, you had to do something. You know, I don't care if you were on the usher board or, you know, doing it, but you had to do something. So I've been singing all my life. I was afforded a wonderful opportunity in high school. I founded, in a predominantly white high school, I founded my gospel choir. They gave me, I felt like I was almost in a Selma movie, like, what are y'all doing? singing gospel in a non-Christian, predominantly white high school. Oh, they gave me so much static. But it was, you know, what the Lord placed inside of me, going back to doing God's will. I did that, and we shared, you know, so many wonderful opportunities. And as I grew a little older and got to college, the Lord opened up a door for me to be able to be a member of the wonderful aggregation, the most singingest choir in all of the land, often imitated, never duplicated, the one and only New Generation Chorale. And I've been singing with them now for almost 9.5 years. I started when I was, I guess, 19, so almost 10 years now. I started off as Ricky Dillard's assistant, which I still serve even now. And I tell people all that, they ask me how it happened for me. And I tell people the way that the Lord has opened doors is through serving. I didn't join New G first. I was first an assistant and a stylist, and then I went from that to being in the choir. But God has opened so many doors because I've always been found serving God's people. So that's where it started, and from there, you know, God is just, it's when you expect one thing and you pray for God's favor, you just never know what path that he's going to put you down. Because I promise you, anybody, all of my friends, you know, I was never the lead singer. I was never, you know, you should do an album. Absolutely not. You should do it. No, I don't want to go to somebody's best. I don't want to go on American Idol. I don't want to do no album. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to be like Gina was on Martin, just singing in the background.
That's good.
I was chilling. I was happy and I was content. But the reality of it is when you really pray for God's will for your life, he begins to pull you out of your comfort zone. And that's just what he did with this. He pulled something out of me that I never thought was in me, and the Lord allowed me to release my first project.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, that theme of servanthood is definitely strong throughout this show. We talked to Brittany Wright last week, and she said almost like the exact same thing you're saying about how she served, you know, her local
Brittany
church and
Wright,
how that really.
I'm gonna put in a shameless plug for her because she's my sister. Her album did come out today on iTunes, so make sure you go get it. And while you're getting hers, get mine. but she's on my album. She's a dear sister and a good friend. And I'm trying to tell you the blessings that have opened. The reason why the Lord is continuing to bless me because I had my CD release concert in Baltimore. Ricky Dillard was one of my special guests. And when it was Ricky Dillard's time to get up to sing, I got up there at my CD release and got in the choir and sang behind. And it was just like, it has nothing to do with where we are. It doesn't change because it's my service or not. But if that's what you're called to do, then that's what you're called to do. And, you know, as you build, I've learned, as you build someone else's dream, God will put it so that he'll allow you to, you know, assign people to your hands to build your dream as you build others. And that's how God has done it for me. It's nothing short. People ask me, well, what's your secret to success? And it's serving. Serving and being faithful. Being faithful when it's not popular. Being faithful when it's easy to walk away. Being faithful in your local assembly, because I do have a pastor and a bishop. I serve as an assistant pastor, but I have a covering. And, you know, when so many people try to dangle dollars in your face of, you know, to make you like a hireling to throw you here, well, I'll pay you this. And it's not necessarily about the pay, because you can be making a whole lot of money and be out of the will of God. But, you know, my desire was to please God in everything that I did. And so that's how it started for me. That's how the Lord has continued to sustain me and keep me and cover me, is because I've always kept God first and kept the assignment. I've been preaching to my church in this season. It's about the assignment. God, what is my assignment? What is it that you placed at my hand so that I can be able to be effective in what it is that you called me to do?
Yes,
I'm sorry,
No, you're good. And listen, I am used to if I have a preacher or a minister, these are the easiest interviews because I don't have to pull, I don't have to drag, because you all just gonna give it to me. So we flow, no problem. You said so much I want to go into. Listen, the serving piece is so critical because what people don't understand is the seeds you sow is what you're going to get back. So many people want to be served, but they don't want to serve.
But they haven't put in any time. But the funny part about it is you want to be served, and the reason why you're not getting anything is because you haven't served. So you've sown nothing, so you can't reap something that you haven't sown. And I tell people, you know, all the time, it's not just about serving, but it's about, you know, serving. I tell people serving when it's inconvenient, because anybody can serve when it's easy. But what are you doing when the lights aren't on? You know, what are you doing in your local assembly when, you know, pastor's not looking? How consistent are you, you know, because everybody wants to get up there and sing when it's a conference or the concert or, you know, hit
convocation.
The road. Convocation. Yeah. We have the biggest flyers and the biggest praise. They be like, wait a minute, where do these people come from? But where are you when we have a Tuesday night revival? You know, where are you when pastor has to go out to preach at that church across town that you just don't feel like going to? You know, and that's when it really counts. And I even going back to Brittany Wright, she served so many under so many ministries, and so have I. I mean, with Bishop Bruce Parham, Pastor Jamal Bryan, Bishop John Francis, so many people that I've sown seeds into their ministry, and the Lord has just, you know, said that it's my time, and I'm going to walk in every door that God has for me.
That's so, right, and I hope you get it back 100-fold. Lord, have mercy.
Get my foot in the door. Listen,
that's all we need. It's a wrap. Listeners, hey there. We see you tuning in, filling up on the phone lines. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hey, what's up? This is our artist spotlight with Kari Hawkins. You want to get Awesome God. You want to pick it up. Awesome God is available everywhere, right, Kari?
It is available everywhere. It's an amazing project. Of course, everybody said their project is amazing, but no, sincerely, mine is really, really good. It features Brittany Wright. It features a young lady out of Baltimore, Maryland, April Hall. It's something on there for everybody. I opened the CD up with a hymn. I'm got to be true to my hymns. And so, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, one of my favorite hymns. And then we have a praise and worship song on there. I got some shouting songs. I got a praise break on there. I got stuff that you can listen to when you want to just put the top down, open the sunroof, sunny day. Well, not right now because it's really cold out there, but, you know, in the summertime. It's literally something on there for everyone, and that was my purpose, because I wanted to make a record that encompassed everything, because I'm not just traditional gospel. I'm not just praise and worship. I'm not just, you know, I don't want to, and this is my person, this is no shots in or shade to anybody, but I didn't want a whole record where you just end, you know, Beyond the Veil, and I didn't want all that. No, I wanted sometimes you need some music that you can listen to when you're cleaning your house or when you're just driving in your car, you know. So, but there is a couple worship tunes on there as well. One Holy was the lead single from the project. So God has been faithful.
He's been faithful. So listen, Kari, we're going to take a very quick commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to hear about your writers, your producers, and all that good stuff. All right.
Awesome.
All right, listeners, we're going to be right back. Listeners, don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Join us for the Community Social Economic Empowerment Summit, Saturday, January 24th, 2015, from 1 to 4 p.m. at First Union Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia. Our mission, grow our businesses at church. Grow our church with member businesses. Empower our schools and communities. Recycle our dollars in our communities. Let's talk about it. Join us, small businesses and entrepreneurs, pastors and faith leaders, community activists, educators, and concerned citizens. We will see you at the Community Social Economic Empowerment Summit, Saturday, January 24th, 2015, from 1 to 4 p.m. at First Union Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia. For more information, call Reverend G.C. Hedgepeth at 804-385-0101.
Discover how to easily create best-selling books, build your authority, and start living the life of a published author. Coming from Eloqua Media, an award-winning publishing company, visit us online, www.brandyourexpertisewithabook.com. That's www.brandyourexpertisewithabook.com.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, guys, we're back. We're back here in the Artist Spotlight with Kari Hawkins, talking about his debut. Yes, release. Awesome God. Awesome God. All right, so, Kari, tell us about your writers, your producers, and all that good stuff.
Some of my writers on the project come from Travis Malloy. Stephen McCoy is so influential in my life. He's written for many people. He was one of the writers on the project. Joshua Lay was a writer on the project. S.D. Bullock, he's responsible for the hit tune Sold Out. He wrote my single that's out right now, Let's Go. Who else? Morgan Turner was a writer and also on the project. And so many people that I worked with. I was just humbled at the opportunity the Lord gave me to work with so many awesome, some talents that you may not have heard before, but some that you may have heard. But I was humbled that they, you know, decided to be a blessing and share with me on this awesome opportunity.
Wonderful. And I bet you had so many options. Like, how did you decide what to put on the project?
I wanted to make a project that encompassed who I am and was where I was. I did not want to, like I said, make an entire project based upon one genre. And I think that's why I reached out, because Travis Malloy, he wrote some of the songs on the project that are kind of more urban. And that's his forte. He writes kind of more upbeat tunes. Joshua Lay is an amazing producer, kind of on the same field. Morgan Turner is very churchy. So my churchy tune came from him. Steve McCoy, his penmanship when it comes to worship songs. Janard Carter is a new writer, young guy. He's a worship writer as well. And so I kind of tapped into the best of and they're all very well-versed, but I tapped into the best of each and every one of them to be able to create a cohesive project.
Oh, right. I love it. I love it that you were very strategic about that, and it wasn't just kind of haphazard. So tell us some of the other titles that are on the on this project.
Believe it or not, one of my favorite songs on the project is One Holy, of course, was the single. But the funny part about that song is that was my shower worship song. The hook of that song is It was my shower worship song for like 12 years, and my first single before I even thought I was going to record an album. That was just a single, and the hook of it simply says, "Forever you're the same, forever you're the same." And that song blessed me so through, you know, regardless of what, you know, the enemy may try to take you through, and whatever, you know, your life trials and tribulations may take you through, God is simply standing there saying, "I'm forever the same." And that song blessed me. Of course, He Worked It Out as a fun tune. It's just an encouraging song. Let Us Go, I think you're going to play that in a little bit. That's the single. That's my fun song. That's going to be played at all the family reunions in the summertime. I'm speaking it right now. Real fun. You know, got a little part in there where you kind of do to the left, to the right.
Uh-huh.
Have a little dance to take a second and just think of what he's done. Lift your hands and come on, let's just have some fun. It's a fun song. It's a fun song. Of course, I'm a choir head, so I had to put something on there. You Are the one with Brittany Wright. Power featuring April Hall is the churchy tune. You know, I'm a church boy, so I had to put on something on there so the saints could shout and praise God. I would warn you, though, I would not play that while you're driving in your car, because you may be liable to pull over on the side of the road. hold it and take about 30 seconds. But like I said, it's an awesome, well-rounded project. To both of my grandmothers who are, you know, they love me and they love the new generation, but they're, you know, give them a hymn any day. So I dedicated that one to them. I'm not sure if they're listening. My family's listening. I want to give a shout-out to all of my family who's listening real quick, a little shameless plug to them. I love them without
sure.
them nothing. But "Tis So Sweet" was dedicated to my grandmothers. All three of my grandmothers. My great grandmother's 92 years old, and I'm so grateful to have her alive.
Oh, wow.
And both of my grandmothers, my mother's mother and my father's mother, are both alive, and that was dedicated to them. You know, all these other songs are wonderful, but you know, they give me a good old hymn, and I'm good to go. So it was me and an organ. Betty Lakins was also one of the producers and did that song. We sat at an organ and just did "Tis So Sweet" to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. You know, a timeless, timeless classic hymn. So.
Oh, wow. And it's such an honor to be able to dedicate and to have your, like you said, people look and be proud of you and say, oh, he did this, and we helped raise him, and we helped yeah. make him who he is.
My grandmother, I mean, my family is so proud, and I'm so, and families are just what they are, and you can't choose your family. And, you know, we're a typical family. We fight, we argue, we fuss, but at the end of the day, it's never been a time when I've looked over my shoulder and they haven't been there. For that, I'm so
yeah.
grateful for all of it. And we're a close-knit family. It's a big family. My grandparents had six brothers and sisters on my mom's side, five on my dad's side, and so it's a pretty large family. But we're a close-knit family, and I love them very, very much. And it's a praying family. I thank God that it's never been a time when, you know, when I could just call any of my aunts or my father or my mother and just say, listen, I need you to pray for me. And,
yeah.
you know, and they bombard heaven on my behalf. And that's honestly what kept me going. There's been many times when I wanted to give up, and I thank God that he has graced me with a family that not only loves me, but that prays for me, and we pray for each other. So.
Praise God. Big shout out to your family. And big shout out,
hey,
my mom is listening in today, too. So, hey Mom. Thanks for listening. Listen, I jumped over to Amazon. There's a 5-star rating. Xavier said, this CD will bless you from beginning to end. So there you go. There you go. All right. Tell listeners again how they can pick it up, all the different kind of ways they can pick it up, and how they can connect with you online.
On iTunes, on Google Play, Amazon, pretty much all of the digital outlets that are out there. You can hit me up on Facebook at Kari, my name, Kari Hawkins, on Twitter and Instagram, just Kari, that's JustKhare. I love to have fun. So if you follow me on Instagram, get ready, because I post a lot of funny stuff. I enjoy life. in this season of Life, Charvette, seriously, God has come that we would have life and to have it more abundantly. And I think that we have presented such a starchy image of Christ that people don't want to be saved because, you know, but God has come that we have balance. It's not always about just going to church, but you can still be saved and go to the movies and still be saved and have time with your family and still have saved and lived a balanced, wholesome life. And so
I
love to laugh. I love to make people laugh, and I love to smile because God is a wonderful reason to smile. So
wonderful, wonderful. I love it. So, listeners, we're gonna let you hear. I know you're saying, we want to hear something. Okay, we're going to let you hear something. The last thing I want to touch on is your styling piece. I got to touch that because every time I've seen you in just your pictures, you just, you know, fashion, fashion, fashion. So is that like something you really want to explore, or is this kind of something you kind of do on the side?
It's definitely something I do on the side. This is just a quick nugget. This is a free nugget. I won't charge you a tithe on this one. multiple streams of income, people, anybody who's listening, you never know what can happen, and you have to be able to create multiple streams of income for yourself. And the Lord, this is just another stream. It's funny because I never saw myself as a, you know, fashionable person. I just like to look nice. And so a couple of people have, you know, I've been I've been blessed to style a lot of artists. I've been blessed to style of, you know, some celebrities. And, you know, once again, God has opened so many doors, and I'm just grateful for that. And I haven't really touched into styling women. I'm just kind of on styling men because that's easy, because I can go on there and try and shop for myself and find it in their size, and usually I come out pretty good. So.
I love it. We have a shout-out from Facebook, LaTanya Boy, great broadcast. What a wonderful spirit, Kari. So that's
hey,
the shout-out from Facebook.
How are you?
Awesome. All right. So we're going to let the listeners hear some music. It was great to chat with you and have you on the show today.
It was such a pleasure and an honor, and I'm so grateful and humbled. I hope that each and every one of you go out and get this project and shoot me a message and let me know that how this project is blessing you, because it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that went into this, and I know that my sacrifice was not in vain, and I know that the prayers that I prayed on behalf of this project, it wasn't just to put out an album, it was so that I could really sincerely fulfill my purpose in blessing the lives of the people. And so as you listen to this project, all of the songs tell a story, and I pray that something identifies with where you are, pulls you out of where you are, pushes you to where you need to go, and turns that frown into a smile. So I pray that each and every one of you will have a blessed, productive day. Shout out to all my family, friends, Facebook, everybody. I love you all. Follow me as I follow Christ.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. There you go. All right, listeners, here we go.
House of the Lord.
listeners, Kari Hawkins. Go pick it up. Support, support, support. Listen, we are rolling right on into our next segment. I have my guest up to the mic right now, Kendra Y. Adams is in the studio with me, best-selling author, empowerment speaker, minister, certified Christian counselor, here to talk to us about her book, Rescued by Love. Kendra, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, it is an honor. It is a delight to have you. So listen, I chatted a while ago in the first introduction just how you and your husband do marriage ministry, but you're a mentor. You do a ton of things. So I'd love to hear more about the kind of marriage ministry side of you.
Okay. Well, my husband and I, God put into our hearts to start up a marriage ministry in our home several years ago as a result of moving into a neighborhood, being first-time homeowners, very young. And as we started to meet our new neighbors, we found that quite a few couples were having challenges in their relationship. And we were very young. Of course, we didn't have all the answers, but we just felt that if we all came together and provided an opportunity for couples just to gather and talk about challenges or mm-hmm. just encourage each other, you know, based on the word of God, then it could be, you know, it could be a positive thing for the community. And so from doing that, that's sort of how Heaven on Earth Marriage Ministry was birthed. And so from that, we began to have monthly sessions in our home, and couples would come over, sort of like a small group study. And we would just talk about different challenges or issues that came up in marriage and how to overcome those. And it was the great thing about it is that there would be just a number of years of wisdom in the room. I mean, we would have newlyweds to people who've been married to over 30 years. And so, you know, it was awesome because you could just gain wisdom from just a wide array of years and experience. And then from that, so we've been able to mentor young couples, and now that's primarily what we're doing is a lot of mentoring one-on-one with young couples. And so we enjoy it. Occasionally we do get invited to go and speak on topics related to marriage, and so it's just a blessing.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah,
You know what? People are looking, you know, for help. I really think that they are. And when it comes to this marriage space, don't you hear that and see that?
Yes. And one reason we're so passionate about it, because we've seen how it has been beneficial to us. Getting married at such a young age, it was important to us to get the information we needed so that we could so that we can learn how to make marriage work. And so I think, you know, it's important that we have to invest into our marriages. We have to take out the time to, you know, every year. We'll be married 30 years, May 4th. And
what?
Every year, yes, 30 years. And God is just awesome. And every year, though, it's not an option for us. It's a priority that we make to invest into our marriage. So we attend seminars and we attend workshops and different things like that ourselves, just so that we can keep our marriage enriched, that we can keep it strong and we can keep it healthy. And, you know, we always tell people, you know, people have this idea that, oh, I'm not going to a marriage workshop or anything like that
mm-hmm.
because I don't have any problems. But, you know, you never know. You're either in a situation, you've been there before, you're going to face it. And it never fails that, you know, we may be in a class or something like that and something will come up. Well, it may not be quite relevant at that moment, but trust me, you're going to need to pull that back to your remembrance
right.
at some point, you know. So it's just a blessing, I think, just to be able to, you know, make that investment into your relationship.
And the thing is, go and learn for somebody else. So, you know, you don't have any issues, that is great.
Right.
You can then help somebody else.
Right.
All right, great. Where can people find out information more about that, or if they want to have you come to their
absolutely.
Conferences?
They can go to our website, which is www.heavenonearthmarriageministry.com.
All right,
Heaven
thank
on
you.
Earth Marriage Ministry, yes.
Heaven on Earth. Okay, great. So let's chat about the book Rescued by Love, which is a testament of God's love.
Yes.
You don't necessarily want to call it an autobiography, but it's about some life experiences, right?
Exactly, exactly. And again, yeah, just like you said, it's a testament, a testimony of God's love. It tells what God has done in my life. You know, I believe testimonies are effective. They're powerful. You know, people need to get back to sharing their testimonies. I made a statement before when I was talking to someone else how testimonies allow you to sow seeds, and they bring the scripture to 3D. Because, you know, I can tell you, you know, what God, what he did for Abraham, and that was awesome, and what he did for Joseph, and, you know, different people in the Bible. But then at the end of the day, when you're talking to somebody, they want to know, okay, what did God do for you?
Right.
You tell me, what did God do for you? You know, and so I think, you know, being able to be transparent and share your story can be so powerful and so effective when you're witnessing to someone else, because, you know, that's what witnessing is about. It's about telling about Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, but you can do that through your testimony.
And you opened the book up talking about that. Now, you mentioned how the church you grew up in, where testimony mm-hmm. service could be for hours
yeah.
and hours. That sounds familiar. Yes. That sounds familiar.
Yes, you know, back in the day, you know, you have testimony service, and you're getting up and you're sharing what God did for you. And you know, through those testimonies, people are being encouraged. You know, they're being helped, and it just kind of, it just gives you that extra, I don't know, just builds up your faith. You know, those testimonies
yeah.
builds up your faith, and you see that, wow, God can do that for, you know, that person, then surely, you know, God can, he can change the situation in my life, or surely he can heal me too, you know. So I think that if we never share it, then others will never know, you know. So we share those testimonies so that they can be a blessing to other people.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. Yeah, go right
yeah.
ahead.
No, I was just saying, a lot of times when we're going through things, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut y'all, but when we're going through different challenges, you know, you can't really see how could this be beneficial for anyone. You know, I mean, I certainly couldn't see it that at the time in my life when I, you know, all this stuff was going on, how could this be beneficial or help somebody else. But since this book has been released, I can't tell you the number of testimonies that I've received from women and men who've read the book, and it's just been such a blessing, you know, people that are coming forth and now they're being transparent about their stories and saying, you know, this happened to me when I was a teen and, you know, had never shared different, you know, these experiences with other people. And now seeing that it's okay, you know, God has healed me and it's okay that I can share this, because guess what? Somebody else may be dealing with the very same thing and they may not be able to see how they can get out or how they can make it through or even how they can have hope in their
yeah.
situation. But, you know, you sharing that, your story, what God has done for you can certainly be a blessing. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Be a blessing and share. Again, listeners,
yeah.
we are chatted up here with Kendra Adams, author of Rescued by Love. So as they're listening, how can they pick up a copy?
Well, they can actually, the book is available via Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. Certainly, if you check with any independent bookstores, you're going to ask them if there's a way they can order the book. It can certainly be ordered. And so, you know, it's made available online.
All right. Wonderful.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
one of the key themes in the book is around unconditional love and unending love and unfailing love. So love, you really
yeah.
go into those
yeah.
areas. Talk a little bit about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And so in the book, I make reference to God's unconditional, unending, and unfailing love, because that's how he revealed his love to me. And in God revealing those characteristics of himself to me, I came to realize that, you know, God loves me, and I don't care, you know, what mistakes I've made or how ugly my situation is, that God can transform my life and he can make it look like it never even happened. You ever heard, you know, they have this song that says, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, you know, I have people, it's so funny because I have, you know, when I tell people I've been married, it'll be 30 years in May, immediately, you know, I could see them kind of trying to calculate, you know, they're looking like, oh my God, 30, you must have got married when you were 12 years old. Well, I was
yeah,
almost
right,
close to
young.
It, you know, you know, I was 15. I was close, you know, let me just go ahead and tell you about my testimony, because I know you're trying to figure out, you know, how could she be married? Yeah, trying to do the math, you know, but it's all God. It's all God. So I share about, his unconditional love. Because, you know, I make a statement in the book that, you know, God's unconditional love doesn't mean he always loves everything we do, but it means that he loves us regardless. You know, when we mess up, he still loves us. You know, he still loves us. We can still come to him with a repentant heart. God still will receive us because his love is unconditional. It's not like man's love. It's not based on what we do or what we don't do. You know, obviously we want to please God. We want to have a heart where we do please him in everything. But, in situations where we fail, we mess up, we fall down, but then we get back up and realize that God is still waiting there for us and he loves us and we can come to him. And, you know, his love is unending and unfailing. And I had to come to know that personally because, you know, there was a point in my life I didn't see how could God love me, you know, after all of this, you know. I don't even love myself. So how could he love me and I don't even love myself, you know. So I had to come to love myself through beginning, you know, through recognizing God's love for me. So,
Wow,
love
and his love
never
fails, never gives up on us, never turns
his back
on us. All right, so because certainly if you're sharing some of your life experiences interwoven throughout the book, you know, that's a touchy space. So did you ever feel like, ooh, I'm sharing too much or I don't want to do this?
Well, you know, throughout the book, I just really stayed prayerful as I was writing. And I told God, I was writing, I'm talking, that's just how we talk. I wanted to be transparent in the book. I had somebody ask me, did you ever consider writing the book in third person or consider, you know, using other characters or names or whatever? I never did consider that because I was like, if I was going to write my story, I was going to write it just the way it happened. And so I wanted to be transparent, you know. I put it out there, and I think had I been in myself, there are probably some things I would not have shared. But you know, it wasn't about me at the time that I was writing this book. You know, it wasn't about me, and so you know, it was about me, but it wasn't. You know, I know God had a greater purpose in the testimony, and so you know, for that reason, you know, I just wanted to be as transparent as I could in the writing. So.
Absolutely. Again, listeners, Rescued by Love. You want to pick it up, Kendra Adams. While they're listening, how can they get a hold of it again?
Well, I have several ways I could be contacted, but again, you can certainly get the book on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble. And then I'm also accessible via Facebook at author Kendra Y. Adams. Do you just want me to go ahead and give my other ways?
Sure,
Perfect. Okay, well, Twitter, I'm accessible via Twitter at rblove_author. And then also on Instagram, kendra.adams.92. And we previously shared the website, which is heavenonearthmarriageministry.com.
Great, great, great. All right, so for readers that will pick up a copy of Rescued by Love, what are some of the key lessons or takeaways that you hope they really walk away with?
Some of the takeaways that I really hope are prevalent in this book is that, you know, unless hurt is healed, you know, hurt needs to be healed. You know, it will manifest, and it will manifest. Also that we need to forgive. We need to forgive and release so that we can be free to live, you know, free from weights, free from bondages, that we need to forgive. Also that God is a God of restoration. You know, he gives us beauty for ashes. I believe it says in Isaiah 61, he's a God of restoration. He can restore your life no matter how ugly the situation appears to be. God can restore your life. And then finally that, you know, God is faithful, that he will take your life. He will take your situation and he can transform your life and get glory from it, you know, if we allow him to. And so those four points that I always pray that when people pick up the book to read it, that they'll be touched in some way in one of those areas.
All right, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So there you have it, listeners. You have the ways the book will be valuable for you and all that good stuff. So who are some of your favorite authors?
Oh my good, I have several, but I believe one of my favorite authors is Joyce Meyer. I love her. You know, I just love her. She's just so transparent and real, and just has her books are just life changing. You know, so I love her. I like Miles Monroe also, but I think if I had to put them in order, it would probably be Joyce Meyer. Yeah, Joyce Meyer.
All right, and what are you reading right now? What's on your
nightstand? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so there is a book by Charles Stanley. It's called The Source of My Strength, and so that's a book that I've been reading. It's an old book that I pulled from my library, and I just picked it up and started back reading that again. So that's kind of what I'm looking into right now.
All right. And what tips would you give to someone that's listening saying, I want to write a book in 2015? Any tips you would have for the aspiring author?
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they told me they had a book inside of them, and they just couldn't get it. They just couldn't bring it to life just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, I said, just get a pen. I said, she already had the title of the book. I said, just write the title of the book. This is, you know, on my vision board, I truly believe in vision boards. I wrote the title of my book and drew a picture of just a box, like a book, and wrote Rescue by Love on it. And I just believe, God, that by the end of 2014, that my book would be done. And, you know, I have pictures of it. I share this testimony all the time, how, you know, I put it on my vision board. At the time that I put it on my vision board, I did not have anything other than the title. And so anyway, and by September of last year, I didn't even have the book written. And God just supernaturally, I say, brought it to life in just a couple of days. In the month of September, the book was birthed, rather. And so I say, hey, get a pen. You know, just pray about it. Write your title down. You know, I even went to the point of by Arthur Kendra Adams. You know, I didn't know what I was going to write, but I knew God was going to birth it. And, you know, just begin to write down your ideas and your thoughts and just get started. Get started somewhere. Just begin to, you know, even if you've been journaling, you may find that you can go back and review those journal notes and you know, God will just bring it to life. He'll begin to cause the pieces to come together. I believe that when it's your season, it's going to all come together.
And I saw that while I was reading over your information that when it was your season to write this book, you were just able to easily write it.
Right.
It just flowed. All right. I love it. I'm telling you, listeners, you need to pick up a copy. This is a great month to snuggle up with the book. Is it available in the Kindle and Amazon? Okay.
Yes, on Amazon you can get it in Kindle version, as well as the paperback.
Great. So you can snuggle up with your iPad or your tablet and catch up on reading.
Yes.
And so certainly since you do a lot of marriage ministry with your husband, have you all considered writing a book together?
Absolutely. You're already. You're absolutely.
Have you back for that one?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. Yes. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh my goodness. I am motivated by, number one, my faith motivates me. Having that solid foundation motivates me. My family continues to motivate me. Testimonies motivate me because I believe that testimonies are like trophies. They're trophies of what God has done. And I love to hear testimonies. Testimonies definitely motivate me. And then, you know, information and knowledge, they motivate me to explore new things. So those are some of the things that motivate me.
All right, listeners, you heard it here live. You heard it here clear on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Kendra Y. Adams, pick up your copy of Rescued by Love. Check it out. I've tweeted and text and Facebook and all that good stuff, so those are easy connection points. And if you said, I missed any portion of the interview or you want somebody else to hear it, we're recording live. So it'll be available at charvette.com or to the link you may be seeing on Twitter or Facebook. You'll be able to go back to that and say, hey, listen to this link and hear the full show. All right, Kendra, well, it's been great chatting with you today.
It has been wonderful. Thank you again for having me. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Oh, it's great to have you. Thank you so much. Much more continued success to you.
Thank you so much, and you same.
All right. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be a wrap for today's show. We appreciate you tuning in. As always, check us out. We'll be here same time, same place next week right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.